views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call. Take the leap with Rudy Racine as you listen to the Higher Learners Career and Leadership Series. This show targets anyone looking to advance their careers and further develop their leadership skills. Rudy Racine is a certified coach, entrepreneur, motivational speaker, and the founder CEO of Higher Learners. In this show, Rudy will introduce listeners to professionals and executives in a variety of industries while discussing the challenges that tend to stand in the way of career growth and advancement. Learn how to craft your personal definition of success with the right mix of focus and motivation. Higher Learners is putting minds to work.
What's up, everyone? I am Rudy Racine, and you are listening to the Higher Learners podcast on Transformation Talk Radio. Each first and third Monday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, 12 p.m. Pacific, we discuss topics that help you sharpen your professional skills to get you to the next level in your career. Stay with us for the next hour as we will be discussing responding to stress and challenges in the workplace. So I'm doing this show because I often encounter professionals in a variety of career fields that are stressed out. They're stressed out with work. They're frustrated with their colleagues. They're just dissatisfied with where they are in their professional world. And I am trying to introduce them to something that can help them, something that can help them choose to be satisfied and choose happiness and choose to respond to the things that are frustrating them a little bit, you know, with a way to choose to respond to those stressful situations in a way where they can walk away feeling more fulfilled and feeling better about how they are dealing with those issues. So who is this show for? This show is for leaders that might be stressed out with the tasks of their day to day, might be frustrated with some of their employees or with their leaders or senior management. This show is for professionals that are frustrated with the leaders that they report to also, and maybe even with their colleagues or coworkers, or just not feeling the sense of fulfillment that people typically want to get from their place of work. This also is for individuals that are just not satisfied with things that are going on in their life, relationship-wise, individuals that are looking for a way to increase their awareness to how they might be responding to things that are frustrating them. All of those things are reasons to pay attention to the next hour of this show. So a little bit about me. For those of you that are just tuning in for the first time, my name is Rudy Racine. I am the founder and CEO of Higher Learners. Higher Learners is a coaching and consulting company that develops leaders, works to improve communication from the top down within organizations. We also work with professionals to raise their awareness around things that might be holding them back in their career. And we also help empower them to help gain clarity around career decisions. I was inspired to do this particular show because I'm a certified coach. I was certified to become a coach a few years ago through the Institute for Professional Excellence in Coaching, or IPEC. And the founder of that organization, IPEC, wrote a book called Energy Leadership. And when I became a certified professional coach, I also got my certification as an Energy Leadership Index Master Practitioner. So I'll talk a little bit about that. The ELI, or the Energy Leadership Index, it's an assessment. It's an attitudinal assessment that measures individuals' attitude. So many of you listening to this show may have heard of personality assessments like the Myers-Briggs. Or the Hogan or the DISC assessment. So those are all assessments that measure the person, who you are, your personality. The ELI is a little different in that it measures your attitude, and it gives the people that take the ELI assessment the ability to see how they tend to respond to different triggers in their lives, different things that bring about stress or bring about an emotion. So when you take this ELI assessment, there are seven different responses or core feelings or energy levels as they're listed in Bruce Schneider's book, The Energy Leadership Book, the ELI assessment basically measures how often or how frequently you tend to respond in the different energy levels. So it gives you an idea of what your top two go-to energy levels are, and also how you tend to respond to situations when you are under stress. So in this episode, the goal for this episode is really to explore how we tend to respond to the different triggers in the workplace and in life. And what we'll do on this episode of the Higher Learners Podcast is we're really going to focus more on in the workplace and how these energy levels might show up for you in the workplace. And I want you, the listener, to kind of pay attention to the different levels that I explore or that I talk about on this episode and try to figure out how it might be showing up in your life and in your day-to-day routine at work. To help illustrate these energy levels and to help you understand these energy levels a little bit more, I'm going to use two common examples that we see in the workplace, and it's going to be focused on the employee and also the manager. So for each energy level, we will talk about how they show up for an employee that might be dealing with their manager and experiencing emotions that are leaving them dissatisfied, frustrated, annoyed, and upset, and giving you an idea of how that employee might respond to those situations at work from each individual energy level that we cover in this episode. For those of you that are leaders or managers, we'll also talk from the managerial perspective and show you how each of these individual responses might be seen or how they might look from a managerial perspective. So there's seven energy levels or seven typical responses. Each response, it's rare that an individual will stay and respond to a circumstance the same way every time. We're all human beings. We all respond to different triggers differently. And some of those responses can last a second. They can last an hour. They can last a few minutes. But as I go over these different responses, my hope is that you notice how they might be showing up for you, or you might even realize that this was you yesterday or this morning or last week. So when you have that awareness, it allows you the opportunity to choose how best you want to respond, right? So when you know what the level one response looks like and you know what it looks like for you, then you can choose if this is how you want to respond to this circumstance that might be going on in work. Same for level four, level five, et cetera. All right. There's no such thing as a negative or a positive level, because in each level or each response, it might serve you best. And I'll try to do my best to give you examples that illustrate that. So I've given you a kind of a foundation for what this episode is going to look like. For those of you that have more questions about the energy levels after this show airs, I strongly encourage you to contact me. You can reach me on our website at www.hirelearners.com. That's H-I-R-E, learners, L-E-A-R-N-E-R-S.com. Or you can reach me via email at rracine@hirelearners.com. My name is spelled R and then R-A-C-I-N-E at hirelearners.com. So, all right, here we go. So we're talking about an employee that's struggling with their manager, or we are talking about a manager that's struggling with a team member that isn't performing or meeting expectations. So let's dive into level one. So the first level of, or the first response that we have in the Energy Leadership Index is the victim energy, right? So it's victim energy. And when you respond to situations from the victim energy or level one, there are some advantages and there's some disadvantages, right? So some of the advantages of responding to something from that level is that it protects you, right? Because it's not your fault. You are the victim. This is happening to you and you can't blame yourself. So when I say it protects you, it eliminates the opportunity for you to take blame or accountability for what might be going on in your life. That blame is solely put on something or someone else, right? So for example, this employee, using the employee example, if you have a manager that is constantly following up with you on a report or the reports that you have to submit, responding to that that example or responding to that issue, the manager reaching out to you for this report from a level one standpoint is saying to yourself or thinking to yourself or feeling like this manager is always singling me out, right? So that thought, that emotion, that or that feeling of lethargy that comes with the manager, right? So that that manager is always singling me out. They're always calling me. I always work for companies where the manager is micromanaging me, and this sucks, right? So you notice those comments. Those are comments from someone that might be responding from a level one perspective, right? They are the victim in this circumstance. They are the victim in this case. The manager is always reaching out to them, always following up, and it's frustrating. It's an annoying feeling, and they have no control over what might be going on. So that is level one, right? This employee is responding in a level one perspective. From the management perspective, a manager responding to an instance from a level one perspective might say, I'm always stuck with employees that don't want to do their job. Every time I get a new employee, these employees respond to me without doing what I need them to do. I never work for a company that gives me the ability to manage employees that are good, right? So you're the victim, right? You're stuck with these team members that unfortunately are not performing, and it always happens to you. This kind of stuff always happens to me. That is the response or the trigger, the way you respond when you are responding in a level one, from a level one perspective. This kind of stuff always happens to me. Whether you're a manager or an employee, you are the victim in this circumstance and you have no control, right? So that is just level one. Now there's multiple levels. As I said, that might be a fleeting emotion and you might kick it up a notch. And as we get on through the show, I'll show you how you can instantly feel or respond to a situation from a level one and then up to a level two, three, four within a matter of minutes. But that is level one. Just for the sake of explaining that level, it is victim energy, right? So victim emotion, all right? Level two is conflict, right? Conflict, and it responds, or the emotion that you feel is an emotion of anger. But before we go into level two, we're going to take a break. All right, so we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to continue to talk about responding to stress and challenges in the workplace. This is Rudy Racine with the Higher Learners Podcast. We are always putting minds to work. Come back in a minute.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
If you're dealing with fear and anxiety, you've probably noticed that the more you fight these emotions, the stronger they seem to get. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, explains that instead of suppressing, we need to identify and resolve the deeper, subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety. His personal breakthrough program has helped thousands worldwide to overcome their emotional challenges. To learn more, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Schaub now.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Be you, plus live your purpose,
equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you.
Tune in the first and third Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com.
We are back on the Higher Learners Podcast with Rudy Racine, where every first and third Monday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, 12 p.m. Pacific, we discuss topics to help you sharpen your skills to get you to the next level in your career. Today, we're talking about responding to stress and challenges in the workplace. All right. And as a result of this topic, we are exploring the content in Bruce Schneider's book, The Energy Leadership, and the Energy Leadership Index Assessment. Bruce Schneider has an energetic self-perception chart that kind of goes over some of these energy leadership principles that I'm going over with you. And in our previous segment, we talked about level one, which is victim energy, responding to things from a victim perspective. Energy level two explores conflict energy. So we're to illustrate some of these energy levels, we're using the example of an employee, and we're also using an example of a manager. So we talked about the victim energy in segment one, where the employee discussed they are always getting harassed or contacted by their manager. Their manager's always asking for more work or something else, right? That's the victim energy. Conflict energy level two is blame, right? So it's not your fault at all. All right. You're not the victim. You are blaming someone else for your circumstance, right? So this employee is blaming their manager. They're blaming their coworker. They are blaming the MTA because they got to work late, right? So it's the MTA's fault. So when you're responding to something from a level two perspective, regardless of what the situation is at work, a level two perspective is, or a level two response is just blaming someone else or something else, other circumstances. And once again, level one and level two responses, you have no control over the circumstances, right? The control is in the hands of something or someone else. So when you're responding from a level one perspective and you're the victim, the universe is conspiring against you. From a level two perspective, it's your manager, it's your coworker, it's your company. So these are professionals that will identify everything in the world that is at fault for what might be going on in their life. And just think about that, right? Think about if you are, or how those two energy levels might be showing up in your lives, right? Now, the examples that I've given are a little bit more extreme, but think about the last time you were contacted by your manager, or think about from the managerial perspective, think about the last time you had an employee that you experienced a sense of frustration with, right? So you were experiencing that sense of frustration and your immediate response was to either come at it from a level one perspective, like, oh man, I always get the terrible employees, or a level two response that's like, you know, this employee is terrible. They need to shape up, you know, identifying or listing all of the things that this employee is doing poorly, right? So blaming them and not taking into consideration where you might be coming into that equation, right? Putting yourself into that equation. So the energetic self-perception chart that I talked about, and you can access that if you Google Energy Leadership Index and you click on images, you'll see this energetic self-perception chart. And I strongly encourage you to check that out. And check out the book by Bruce Schneider, Energy Leadership, because it does a great job of explaining and illustrating some of these levels, even better than what I might be doing in the next hour. All right, but I'm going to do my best to just whet your appetite so that you can hopefully explore this further and reach out to me further so we can dive deeper and see how these might be showing up in your professional lives. But level two is that conflict energy, Sin. And the emotion that comes with that conflict is just anger, frustration, dissatisfaction. Those are some of the emotions that you might feel when you are experiencing life from a level two perspective, or when you're experiencing a situation at work from a level two perspective. Level three, the next energy level, is coping. All right. So a professional that is responding to a situation from a level three perspective is simply coping with it, right? So you know what? It is what it is. This is what my company is like. This is what the people I work with are like. And you know what? It is what it is. I'm not going to let it affect me, right? So when you reach the level three perspective, that's when you start taking a little bit more control, right? So you know that you've chosen to work at this company. You know you've chosen to work with these individuals. And you know what? It is what it is. You're not going to let it stress you out. You may not choose to do anything more to fix it, but you're accepting your circumstances, right? You're accepting where you are in life or where you are professionally, and you're not going to let it affect you. You're coping with that, right? So where might that be showing up? Where might that be showing up for you professionally? So for those of you that are employees or leaders, how often are you coping with your professional workplace and when you're dealing with circumstances at work? You know, from the employee perspective, if you have a manager that will often bring about those negative emotions or those emotions, that frustration, that dissatisfaction, think about a circumstance that might have happened at work where you felt like, you know what, you just coped with it, right? You knew what you signed up for. You knew who you're working with, and you're just like, whatever. I'm not going to let this ruin my day. How many times have you said that? I'm not going to let this ruin my day. Whatever. All right. So that's a level three perspective. That is a typical response from someone that is dealing with the situation from a level three perspective, just coping with it. Whatever. It is what it is. I'm not going to let this ruin my day. Right. So there are certain advantages to that. There are also some disadvantages. Obviously, the advantages, you begin to take responsibility for your actions. Some of the disadvantages is you don't necessarily care. And that may or may not have a positive impact on your professional career, right? You might be looked at as, you know, not really caring about the outcome as long as you did your best, right? So that perception that you might get from your colleagues or your leadership might affect you. Okay. So we talked about level one, level two, level three. So level one is victim energy. Level two is conflict. Level three is coping or responsibility. Level four is when you start to look beyond yourself, right? So you're looking beyond yourself and you are considering the other parties that might be involved, okay? So what that means is, from a level four perspective, concern for the person that is the employee, or for the example that's the employee. They initially felt like the victim, right? I hate this job. This job sucks. I hate my manager. Why do I always seem to work for companies that suck and where I get a micromanager, right? And then they're like, you know what? It's not the job. It's this guy. It's this person that I work for. So they've elevated to level two, and then they've elevated to level three within a couple of seconds or a couple of minutes. And they said, you know what? Whatever. It is what it is. I know what I signed up for. I'm just going to do my job and come in, do my job and go home. It is what it is. You're coping, right? But then in an instant, you experience level four energy, or you respond to it from a level four perspective. And your response goes something like this. It's concern. And you think to yourself, I wonder what might be going on in my manager's life that is causing him or her to come at me this way, right? Or I wonder if my manager had a bad day and that's why he's acting like this today. Or he's having a bad month, or he's stressed out. So you notice the attention, your attention goes from yourself to now someone else or something else, right? So maybe your manager's having a bad day. Maybe there's something you can do. You might be thinking to yourself, maybe there's something I can do to help my manager have a better day, right? Because you don't want your manager to have a bad day. Okay. So you're concerned about your manager. So level four response is concern. from the manager perspective, if you have an employee and you've gone through those energy levels, right? So from the manager perspective, level one, I hate this job. I hate my life. This sucks. I work for a company and I always seem to work for these companies where I'm put in a situation where I have to manage little children or I feel like I'm managing babies. So level one, victim energy. And then level two, this particular employee sucks. They're the worst. Why did I get this employee? This employee needs to improve. So that's level two. Then coping. You might instantly say, you know what? Whatever. It is what it is. I'm not going to let this employee ruin my day. But then you sit back. You think for a few seconds. And then you're like, you know what? Maybe this employee is just having a rough time. Maybe there's something going on in this employee's life that is affecting them and affecting their performance. So, okay. So you notice how there's a change there, right? So the first two energy levels, it's all about you. It's all about you, everything that's going on in your life. And level three, you're realizing that, you know, you made the decision to be at this company. And level four is like beyond the decision. Maybe there's something going on in somebody else's life. Maybe this employee or this manager has something going on which is causing them to come at you in this way. So maybe there's a way that you can fix it or help fix it. All right. So when you are responding to things from a level four perspective, you are concerned. That emotion that you have and that you're experiencing is more compassion. You're compassionate. You're thinking about someone else or something else. Your goal is to try to fix it because you know that it might be causing more stress on the other individual. Before I go into levels 5, 6, and 7, we're going to take a quick break. All right. So when we get back, we'll explore levels 5, 6, and 7. So stay tuned. Today, we're talking about responding to stress and challenges in the workplace. And I'm introducing you to the Energy Leadership Index and the different energy levels designed by Bruce Schneider, the author of Energy Leadership. So stay tuned. We will be right back.
Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
The truth is funny. Shift happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to TransformationRadio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
We are back on the Higher Learners Podcast with Rudy Racine, where every first and third Monday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, 12 p.m. Pacific, we discuss topics that help you sharpen your skills to get you to the next level in your career. Today, we're talking about responding to stress and challenges in the workplace. I am introducing you to the Energy Leadership Index Assessment that is designed by Bruce Schneider, who is the founder of the Institute for Professional Excellence in Coaching, or IPEC. It's actually where I was certified to be a coach and also where I became certified to administer this Energy Leadership Index Assessment, the ELI assessment. So we talked about the things that might bring about stress. And to illustrate the Energy Leadership Index levels or energy levels or responses, I'm using two examples, one from the employee perspective and one from the management perspective. And to recap, energy level one is victim energy. Energy level two is conflict. Level three is coping or responsibility. And level four is concern, right? And just so you have an idea of how quickly an individual can go or can experience each of these energy levels, I will use the employee example, right? So you have an employee. Today is Tuesday, for example. You walked into work. You're getting settled in, and you get an email from your manager asking you for a report. And your immediate response, the immediate feeling that you experience when you get that email from that manager asking for this report is, oh my gosh, why me? Why does this always happen to me? When I first get into work, my manager always sends me messages asking for reports, right? I always get emails asking me for something when I walk into work, right? So negative things always happen to me. Life is happening to me. So that immediate feeling is a level one response. Then it elevates to level two. After a couple of seconds, you're like, you know what? No, it's my manager. My manager gets on my nerves. He's always doing this. This kind of stuff always happens because my manager is sending me messages. That's the person, right? And then, so you've experienced level two. And then after feeling those emotions, that frustration, that anger that you experience when you are blaming it on your manager, you elevate to a level three response. And that is just coping. You're like, you know what? It is what it is. Whatever. I don't care. This happens at my job all the time. My manager, this is what happens. So I'm not going to let this ruin my day. I'll get this to him when he gets it. It is what it is. So that's that level three response. Okay, you're still experiencing that frustration, but now you've elevated to maybe cooperation, right? So it is what it is. He'll get the report eventually. I'll get it to him today. I'm not going to let this ruin my day. The next level is level four, right? So on this particular Tuesday, in the sake of this example, on this particular Tuesday, you're like, you know what? I wonder what's going on with my manager. What's going on with Bob? For the sake of this example, manager's name is Bob. I wonder what's going on with Bob. Maybe he's having a rough day. Maybe his manager is getting on his back, and as a result, he's getting on my back. All right, so now you've elevated to level four, and you are experiencing more concern for Bob. All right, so there's more of a willingness to serve, willingness to say, you know what, I'm going to help Bob out. I'm going to try to get him this report because he's probably extremely stressed also. Okay, so that's level five. So we've talked about, in the first couple of segments, we've talked about levels one through four. Level five is collaboration, okay? That is a level where you look at things from a win-win perspective, okay? So what does that mean? For the sake of this, in the case of the example of the employee dealing with Bob and getting those emails in the morning, looking at things from a level five perspective, that employee might say, you know what? Let me just try to get Bob this email as quickly as possible, right? Because if I get Bob this email as quickly as possible or this report as quickly as possible, I don't have him on my back anymore. So my day will go smoother and he will be satisfied as well, right? He'll get what he wants and I won't have him on my back for the rest of the day, all right? So you're looking at things from a win-win perspective, from a perspective of collaboration, all right? So you are accepting the fact that Bob needs this report, but you're also accepting and acknowledging the fact that, you know what, getting him this report sooner will free up your day. It'll make you feel a little bit more satisfaction. Okay, so looking at things from a win-win perspective, looking at things from a space or a level of collaboration will potentially improve your satisfaction in this particular example, all right? Because it's that stress is no longer on your back because you're looking at it from a way where you also win and Bob wins. So the way you win is you're not stressed anymore. You don't have to deal with this manager. And the way your manager wins is he gets the report that he's looking for. All right. So let's look at it from the flip side now. The manager that is dealing with an employee, and we'll go through each of the energy levels just so you have an idea of how they might be showing up. And as I go through this example, once again, I want you to think about where this stuff might be showing up or where these emotions or these responses might be showing up in your professional life. When you respond to different things at work, where might level one be showing up? How often might you be saying some of the things that someone experiencing a level one emotion says? So this manager from in this example of the manager, it's Tuesday morning, and we'll say Bob is the manager now. He gets into work on Tuesday morning, and he checks his inbox, and he doesn't see a report from Joe. Joe is the employee. Right, so he doesn't see Joe's report. So immediately that sense of, oh my gosh, that level one sense of victim. Oh my gosh, this always happens to me. I never get reports on time. You know, I'm always in a position where I have to chase after my employees. So you're the victim now, right? So that's the immediate response. But then Bob is like, you know what? No. This is just a Joe thing. It's not a me thing. Joe is is responsible for me feeling this way. Joe needs to get me his reports on time. So now you're responding to it from a level two perspective. You're blaming Joe, right? And then you might say, you know what? I don't have time to chase after Joe. It is what it is. Whatever. I'm going to do this report. And now you're at a level three. You're like, this is what I signed up for. This is what I get for having employees like Joe on my team. Let me just knock this report out and get it done. Okay? So you're responding to it now. You've elevated to a level three perspective. And just for the record, these energy levels, this might be instant. This might be within the first 30 minutes of your day. You've gone from a level one to feeling like the victim to then being angry and blaming Joe. And now you're coping and you're like, you know what? I'm going to just get this done. But before you get it done, you say, you know what? I'm not going to do this. Because maybe something's going on with Joe. Maybe there's something going on in his life, and that's why he's not getting me the reports. Or maybe I need to train him. Maybe there's certain training that he doesn't know. He doesn't know how to use Excel. So now you're trying to fix Joe, right? So you're looking at things from a level four perspective. You are concerned with Joe. You're concerned about Joe. And then now level five is when you're thinking about things or you're responding to things from a level five perspective is, maybe I need to train Joe. If I train Joe on using Excel, or if I work with Joe and train him on doing these reports, and I set clear expectations for Joe, not only will he know what needs to happen and he can do this a little bit more effectively, but I'll also win because I'll get the reports on time, right? So win-win. Joe gets this training. Joe gets clear expectations. Joe gets my attention. I work with Joe to fix certain areas, but as a result of doing that, I also win because I get the reports in time and I don't have to walk into work on a Tuesday morning and be stressed anymore. And I don't have to walk into work on a Wednesday morning and be stressed. So do you notice how these might be showing up in your life? Where might level five be showing up for you? How often are you responding to things from a level five perspective? When you're dealing with your employees, when you're dealing with your managers, or your coworkers, you know, if you're dealing with a coworker, how often are you responding from a level five perspective, from a level of collaboration, thinking about things from a win-win perspective? I know in many professional domains, employees often look at it as a win-lose, right? Either I win and you lose, or you win and I lose. But the level five perspective is a win-win perspective where I win and you win. I want to make sure that we both win. We both walk away from this situation feeling satisfied. All right. So the emotions that come along with that level five perspective in the case of Bob, the manager, and Joe, the employee, think about how you might feel if you respond to situations at work from a level four perspective where you're concerned about your colleague and you're taking the time to figure out what you might be able to do to help them overcome some of the challenges. Or looking at things from a level five perspective when you're trying to find ways where you walk away winning and your employee also walks away winning as well. All right, so these are one through five of the energetic leadership responses on the energetic leadership index. All right. So before we explore level six and seven, and those two are when you think beyond yourself, you're thinking beyond yourself, you're thinking beyond your employees. It's on a grander scale. And we're going to explore that after this break. So stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to continue this discussion about responding to stress and challenges in the workplace. And if you have any questions, don't hesitate to reach out to me. My contact information is Rudy. It is www.higherlearners.com. My name is Rudy Racine, and you can email me at rracine@higherlearners.com. Once again, Higher Learners is spelled H-I-R-E, Learners, L-E-A-R-N-E-R-S, and my last name is spelled R-A-C-I-N-E. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Winning at the game of money. Lynn Brown is now offering Full Spectrum Finance, a progressive 12-month program that will help you to navigate through the mechanics of financial expansion. Finally, a financial planner who looks at the full spectrum of money and abundance. Engage you in the mental, physical, and energetic aspects of finance. This is Full Spectrum Finance. Are you ready to get into it? For more information, go to fullspectrumfinance.com.
Tune in to the Psychic Professor's Show, The Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes on Transformation Talk Radio. Featuring a variety of spiritual topics such as psychic art, spiritualism, EVP, psychic development, and mediumship, this hit call-in show provides listeners with breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten their lives. Visit spiritartgallery.net.
Tune in each Friday, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to Synergenetic Living Radio, where Rick and Grace Paris discuss the synergenetic way of life, what it means to truly change your perspective in life, what it means to take control of your life and manifest your true desires. For more information on Rick and Grace Paris and Synergenetic Living, check out synergeneticliving.com. Get clear on the life you desire and the current life you are creating and what is between the two. Synergenetic Living, living life loud.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
We are back on the Higher Learners Podcast with Rudy Racine, where every first and third Monday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, 12 p.m. Pacific, we discuss topics that help you sharpen your skills to get you to the next level in your career. I am Rudy Racine, your host, and today we're talking about responding to stress and challenges in the workplace. During this episode, we've taken the time to explore the Energetic Leadership Index Assessment, the ELI Assessment. What it is, it's actually inspired or it's actually created by a gentleman by the name of Bruce Schneider, who is the CEO and founder of IPEC, which stands for Institute for Professional Excellence in Coaching. Bruce also wrote this book called Energy Leadership that gives you a little bit more information on the ELI assessment. and allows you to kind of see from the eyes of a coach, a CEO, and the employees in that company, how these different energy levels might be showing up and how to overcome some of the ones that might hold you back from your professional growth and success. So in the earlier segments of the show, we explored levels 1 through 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Level 1, we explored, or we listed it as victim energy. Level 2 is conflict energy. Level 3 is coping. 4 is concern. 5 is collaboration. In this segment, we'll introduce you to levels 6 and 7. And levels 6 and 7 are a little bit more abstract. And within the professional workplace, they may not show up as frequently. Each listener, each person listening to the show today may experience level 6 and level 7 differently in their lives. And to be honest with you, levels 1 through 5, each of you that are listening today, it might look very different for you when you are experiencing life from a level 1 perspective, a 2 through 5. It looks very different. So as I'm going through these different energy levels, I want you to pay attention to how it might be showing up in your life. So to illustrate some of these examples, we have given an example of a manager, and we gave the manager the name of Bob, and we gave an example of an employee. That employee's name, we gave the name of Joe. All right, so Bob and Joe. Bob the manager, Joe the employee. And we went through level 1. So for the case of Joe, who's frustrated and annoyed initially because he got an email from Bob in the morning, he experienced that victim energy, feeling like, you know what, I always seem to work for a company, or this always seems to happen to me. I always get emails at the crack of dawn when I walk in asking me for stuff. And then Joe elevated to level 2. Where he said, you know what, that's just Bob. Bob is the reason for this feeling. I'm blaming Bob for this. And then level 3, where he's coping and dealing with, it is what it is. This is just what I signed up for. Level 4 allows him to think a little bit more about Bob and what might be going on for Bob and the stress that Bob might have in his professional work that's causing him to send emails at the beginning of the day. Level 5 is more collaboration and knowing that if I get this report to Bob, not only do I satisfy Bob, but I also eliminate that stress that might come from Bob sending me nonstop emails. So now level 6 is just endless joy, or just joy. So what does level 6 look like to this professional, this Joe, this example of that we're sharing? Level 6 energy. In this example, Joe is thinking, you know what? I'm just happy to have a job. I'm happy that I work for a company. I'm happy that I woke up this morning. So experiencing that joy and that gratitude and that experience where you're not even thinking about the report. You're not thinking about the person. You're not thinking about anything tangible. You're just experiencing that feeling of joy and that emotion that comes with joy, and you know what might be bringing that joy. I'm just happy to be able to come to a job every day. There are people that don't have jobs. So that emotion is the feeling. And although it might not be a long emotion, you may not experience that joy for more than an hour or a couple of hours or even a couple of minutes, it's definitely something that you experience, and it's a response. So you might respond to Joe's email and I'm sorry, to Bob's email and get him that report, not because you're looking for a win, not because you're blaming him and you feel like he's a terrible manager, but because you're just happy to have a job and you're just happy to be able to do something and happy to be given a responsibility to address. So level 6 is joy. It's there's nothing more, nothing less to it. It is just that feeling of satisfaction. And it is when you start to look beyond tangible items, tangible things like the report itself or your computer or your laptop, you're just happy. All right. And that leads us to level 7, another abstract level. And once again, this is something where you are in a zone. The best way for me to explain it is you're in the zone, right? You're not even, you're working on the report. You get the email and the emails don't exist. You're just feeling that absolute passion that comes with doing your job. Some of you, when you go to work in the morning and you are taking on a certain responsibility, you experience absolute passion, and the feeling or the emotion that rushes over you. You just feel like you're in the zone. Nothing exists. You're not even focusing on anything around you because you're so entrenched with doing whatever needs to be done. So in essence, for the sake of this example, Bob sent you that email asking for the report. You started doing the report and you just got engulfed with a sense of emotion because you just love what you do. All right. So level 6 and level 7 focus on just joy and passion and being passionate about what you do. And it is a feeling that rushes over you because a sense of creativity also comes about and different ideas, different things that you can do differently are sparked because you're experiencing this sense of passion. You're passionate about what you're doing. You love what you're doing. All right. So I will tell you, for me, one example of when I experienced that level six and level seven energy is when I'm standing in front of an audience and I'm presenting and I see the light bulbs going off in the eyes and in the minds of my audience. When I see that they are responding and they're asking questions, I feel a sense of joy and satisfaction, but also I'm passionate about what I do. So when I'm talking about some of these things, I also experience that level 7 energy. So think about it. Think about where these energy levels might be showing up for you in your lives and how often they might be showing up. So the Energy Leadership Index assessment, that assessment that I talked about at the beginning of the show, it actually measures how often these energy levels are showing up in your lives, how often you respond to situations from a level 4 perspective, how often you respond to situations from a level 5 perspective, a level 1 perspective. It also illustrates how you are responding when you are under stress. So when you're under stress or you're in a stressful situation, what is your go-to? Do you typically respond from a level 1 perspective or a level 2 perspective? More often than not, individuals respond from a level 1 or 2 when they're under stress, but not everyone, because everyone is different. Before I let you go, I'll leave you with these parting words. First and foremost, choose how you want to respond to the professional circumstances that arise in your career and in your life. Understand the power that you have in your response. So think about the energy levels we discussed and choose the one that best suits you, and in some cases, the one that best suits the people around you. If you're interested in doing an Energy Leadership Index assessment or you have any questions about the ELI, please reach out to me. You can reach me at rracine@higherlearners.com. You can visit us at the Higher Learners website. That's www.higherlearners.com. And you can also reach us on Instagram or Facebook. Like us on Facebook at Higher Learners and on Instagram at Higher Learners. You can also reach us on Twitter at @higher_learners. Don't hesitate to reach out. Thank you again for your time and your attention. I really appreciate your listening. Have a great day, everyone.
You've been listening to the Higher Learners Career and Leadership Series, defining success and putting minds to work with Rudy Racine. Rudy will help you craft your personal definition of success, offering support and guidance as you move forward towards your goals. Take the leap. With the right mix of focus and motivation, anything can be achieved. To learn more, tune in every first and third Monday, 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern. To download this podcast and for more information on Rudy Racine and Higher Learners, visit Rudy's site at higherlearners.com. That's H-I-R-E learners.com.